Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and that means Melissa Mangini, the editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Albany Region Companies, it says here, landed $11.3 million in innovation grants last year. What are innovation grants?
Innovation grants help the federal government with their research and development needs. 13 companies in the Albany region received Small Business Innovation Research and Small Business Technology Transfer funds in 2019. Clifton Park software research and development company Kitware received $3.8 million, more than any other company in the region. Other companies that received the funding included Saratoga Springs startup Freeform Fibers. It received $1.2 million for developing a technology that creates ceramic fibers that can be used to make durable parts for the nuclear and aviation industries. The company has been working on this product since 2009 and is almost ready to begin selling it. Albany-based Jambox received $224,000. It's developing a video gaming device for deep breathing instruction during physical therapy. The device involves wearing sensors that are synced to an immersive virtual reality video game. And Tech Valley Sensor in Troy received just about $150,000. It is developing technology to measure the characteristics of droplets of rain. The technology could be used for atmosphere and ocean research, as well as speed tests for the auto industry.
From there, we're going to talk about, well, some problems with Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership. That's saying very little. Tell us more.
Yeah, the Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership chairman, Kevin Headley, resigned from the organization last week, attributing his departure to destructive actions of a rival economic development group. That other group is Saratoga Economic Development Corp. After a power shift in county leadership, the partnership and SEDC have been in discussions about a potential merger for at least a year. Those talks stalled last month after SEDC raised concerns that partnership staff hacked into confidential Zoom meetings 27 times in August. Headley and partnership attorneys issued a report this week claiming that no illegal activity occurred when staff of the organization viewed and downloaded the meetings. SEDC Chairman John Munter says there's no way SEDC can trust them to the point where they would be comfortable merging or even working together. Headley said in his resignation letter that he believes the Prosperity Partnership is a vital part of the county's economic development activities. The group has worked with several towns in Saratoga County on their economic development plans, but have struggled to attract companies and jobs. SEDC, however, attracted more than 600 jobs and $178 million in investment to the county during a four-year span.
Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.